You approach a group of four robed figures. What are you going to do when the bard starts singing?
Okay.
And then after he kills them, he's like, loot that body, body, loot the body, loot, loot the body. I don't know why that just popped into my head.
Oh, that's good. That's exactly what I would have done.
That's what the show is all about.
That's right.
HMMC. You're listening to the WYE Radio Network.
Amongst all the other things that are going on in first responder land, sometimes it's okay to just shut down the bridge. Podcast that responds to all emergencies on and off the job.
And now here are your hosts, Motor Cop and the Happy Medic.
We'll get to, you'll be right, mate.
Yeah, there you go. We'll get to the serious stuff, talking about the Francis Scott Bridge, Scott Key Bridge, excuse me.
There you go.
Collapse that just happened a little while ago, but we're a little late getting to the show because life.
Yeah, it's been, I come home from some training and two of the three kids are sick and it's just, it's madness.
Yep, and it turns out.
And you've got one of them, what do you call them?
J-O-B's.
Jobs, yeah.
Yeah. It turns out we have it on good authority, Illy Whacker.
Yeah,
not really a word.
Yeah, we got that from multiple sources.
Yeah,
like, what?
We had an online poll going, and we had 14,600 people tell us that that's not a real word. Also, not a real poll.
Yeah.
Yes, but I've got a word for you. We're back into the original top secret guide to Australian slang. Good day,
Jeff. There's a reason for that, because the other one is in the living room. Because I'm reading, Jeff brought me a couple of books,
okay.
and I'm reading a book, and every once in a while, I come across a word, I'm like, I don't know what that means. So I've got like this dictionary.
It's like your little dictionary.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It's worked really well.
That's wonderful. When you're in there doing that stuff, have you got a doona?
A doona?
Yeah, doona.
Hang on a second.
Well,
that's always fun when your dog eats the bacon off the counter.
Yeah, my bad for leaving it out. I thought I had it far enough away, but your dogs are very clever.
Not dogs. It's just the one that
just
does
the
it.
One.
Just the one.
And I remember back in the day that we would think like, man, we got to be professional. We got to go back and edit. And now we're like, back to the show. So, doona. You were talking about out in the living room where you got the books.
Yeah.
Out there, do you have a doona?
I'm going to say, yeah, I do.
Okay.
Do I? I don't know. Do I?
I'm gonna say you could, but I don't think you do.
Oh, dang it. A doona. Context?
A doona. I noticed you got a mattress in the room there.
Yeah.
Needs a doona.
Oh, like a duvet? Like
That's
a,
right.
Like a, oh, hey.
Yeah, a duvet or a quilt-like covering for a bed.
Ha-ha!
So I All noticed right, well, after was... Jeff left, you just burned everything. That was kind of really awkward.
In effigy, you know.
Well, I mean, the rhythmic dancing in the loincloth was a little
too much. Was it too much?
Yeah.
I just thought it was on the nose.
That's the one time the crazy lady over the fence was
quiet.
Oh,
God,
though.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Yeah, she must have been out of town.
Yeah, but also, coming into the studio, we got a box. Is the box still here?
No, the box is gone.
The
box is gone. I did get quite the chuckle out of the box, however, because of how it was addressed.
Yes, it was addressed in such a fantastic way.
Indeed.
From one of our good pals. We got who was it that sent that?
That was Alex.
That was Alex. Thank you, Alex.
Yeah.
We got a game, One Hit Kill, which sounds like something right up your alley.
Oh yeah.
It's a card game. It's got hit, kill, and one in the title.
MCLIT number one and I have played it a handful of times.
That sounds about
I am
right.
I am the reigning champion.
Well, that again seems right. And also a big bag of belly flops.
Belly flops.
Yep. The jelly belly flavored jelly beans. Very much like the Harry Potter Birdie Bots every flavored beans.
Except not garbage.
Except
so
they don't
it
taste
was...
like vomit. So the box was addressed
it.
To who?
To me. Kilted Shenanigans of Map of Tasmania. Attention, Scott and or Gary of Operation White Claw. So if you will remember, we've got the emergency White Claw container.
We do, that, in case of emergency.
In case of emergency. Luckily, we're both professionals and we've never had that emergency occur. And
thank God for Alex and his family going through drinking that entire case just to make sure it fit. I mean, the things that our patrons go through over at patreon.com/WYE.
Absolutely.
To
incredible.
Make sure that this show makes it to your inbox.
That's right.
In the manner that it does.
I mean, not on time or anything, but, well, you know, whatever.
You know, you fall down the stairs and break your neck, you're still going to reach the bottom.
That's right.
And that's what's important.
Yep.
But getting back to something serious, we had a significant incident happen outside of Boston. We had the...
Is it Boston or Baltimore?
Baltimore, excuse me. Thank you, Baltimore. We had the container ship crash into the bridge, bring the bridge down.
Now, I assume the bridge is not one of those, hey, we'll make this taller or get it out of the way for you before you come cruising through.
Nope.
No, it's not.
This is a static bridge.
Okay. Yeah. That built has been there a long time.
1977.
And I would say that most of today's ship captains that run that route often know how tall that is.
So this ship was 95,000 tons. It's one of the bigger container ships that traverses the globe.
Okay.
Thing is huge.
I'm sure it is.
It's and we'll go into more detail about this after we talk about the important thing and why it's important to first responder land. But it is one of the bigger container ships. The sheer mass of this thing moving through the water. It was under control of a local pilot, which is typical for these places. They know the currents. They know the bridges. They know the everything.
Depths and all of that.
Exactly. But the ship lost power.
Oh.
So the ship loses power as they're headed towards the bridge. The very first thing the pilot and the ship's captain did was call out a mayday because they know how long it's going to take that ship to stop.
Oh, man. Everybody paddle backwards.
Which, by the way, is 8 to 9 miles.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Wow.
So the first thing they do
like emergency tugs or anything could help slow it down. I don't know if you know this. I'm not in what you would call nautical.
Well, it's interesting because online, all of the folks that were experts on electric vehicles a couple months ago are now experts on shipping.
Oh, those are the same ones that are experts on bridges. On policing.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the ones. Shoot it out of their hand. There you go. There was actually a reporter that said, well, why didn't they just drop an anchor? Well, because then they would have drug it along the bottom and possibly done more damage to other things. But thanks for playing.
All right.
I did love it, though, because they asked that of
I'll be honest. It seems like a legit question. I don't know. I'm not a ship captain. What do I know?
The senior Coast Guard member that was at the press conference just kind of looks sideways, almost like he's being punked, and just shrugged his shoulders. Like, wait, seriously?
Oh, damn. I wish we'd have thought of that.
I bet you're the same person that bumps their fishing boat into the dock a couple times. It's difficult. So anyway, the most important thing that came out of this, at first, it was reported that there were dozens of vehicles in the water. This is a heavily traversed bridge in the Baltimore area.
I saw the video of it falling, and my first thought was, oh, were there cars?
How many cars? So I believe it was just before 2 o'clock in the morning that this happened. So it wasn't rush hour.
Yeah.
But
there's still going to be traffic.
There's going to be trucks moving across that thing,
right?
Yeah. What I noticed as I was watching the video was I see a truck go by, and then maybe 5-10 seconds later, the ship impacts the bridge collapses. I didn't see any cars after that. And so I'm seeing reports that there's dozens of cars in the water and dozens of people are missing. And I'm thinking, what? I know the whole bridge fell, but it just seemed odd that I didn't see any cars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns out, as day broke and as they started listening to the audio, the ship's captain and the pilot on board, when they lost power, sent a mayday to the port. Stop the traffic on the bridge. So the local port police and construction crews who were filling potholes closed the bridge to traffic, saving innumerable lives.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I can imagine the first kid that came running out and parked his car sideways, like, you got to stop. And everybody looking like, for what? Come on, man, I'm going to be late. And then watching the whole thing collapse. And
wow.
Be like, oh.
Thanks, Billy.
Now, sadly, there were 8 construction workers on the bridge when it collapsed.
What?
Yes, they were fixing the road.
Okay, neat. You closed down the bridge. You didn't think, hey, maybe we should tell those cats on the bridge to get off of the bridge?
No time. So 2 survived.
Oof.
One refused an ambulance initially. dude just swam up to rescuers like, hey, how's it going?
I've had the weirdest day.
Yeah. They've found the construction vehicles. If you watch the video, when you're looking at the video, the ship strikes kind of to the left-hand side of the screen.
Yeah.
Over the right-hand side of the screen, the next time you watch it, if you look at the roadway, you're going to see some flashing lights.
Okay.
That's the construction crew.
Okay.
They are right there on that first section that collapsed towards the ship.
Still think it's weird that they didn't clear the bridge. I mean, you said they put out a mayday. You have enough time to close everything. You don't maybe drive across real quick and be like, hey, get in.
From the timing, if the port police officer had closed traffic and then driven up to the crew,
yeah,
he would have died as well.
Okay.
Most likely, just from time. Right. I mean,
so it
you
it,
know, we you go back it, and talk
it,
about it.
You made it sound like they lost power and they're like, uh-oh, let's call somebody. But it was lost power, call somebody, and then...
It was lost power, called somebody, knew they were going to be off course, got power back a little bit, farther off course, and then hit the bridge. I want to say it was a 90 seconds.
Oh,
between
okay.
the mayday and the impact.
Okay, I got you.
So not a lot. But it
So you're losing power, that you lose steering, speed, you know, all that kind of thing. So they
propulsion and steering.
They drifted on their last heading, because you know that's how boats work
with tide and wind.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
So you can't control what part of the bridge you're going under.
Correct.
The shipping lane. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. I got
you. So because of that quick call, I can imagine if you had someone who is inexperienced and would think, I should probably call, but maybe we'll be okay. You lose valuable seconds.
Oh yeah.
The port officer. It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
He's
probably
asleep.
A junior guy, right?
Oh,
possibly
yeah.
a junior guy.
Absolutely.
And is getting this traffic and decides, I'm going to shut the bridge down. You cannot be afraid to make those kind of decisions in the moment. It is safer to go with your gut. Even if your gut is, I probably get in trouble for this. I would much rather get in trouble for, why'd you shut down the bridge? The ship made it. Well, they said they weren't going to make it.
Yeah.
That's way better
than... Better safe than sorry is a saying for a reason.
Why didn't you shut it down?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just the chaos and the aftermath of trying to not only get the ship out, but they have to remove the fallen bridge to reopen the port.
Yeah. Have you seen the map of that area? And that bridge is a
seen the map of Tassie.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
A major thoroughfare. Like
most of that state is bridges, I'm told.
Yeah. So yeah. You take that thing out. Now you're looking at, you know, your morning commute or your evening commute. You got to go the long way around. And I assume it's going to be a little bit of a while before they get a new bridge.
And not just that, but you're looking at one of the busiest ports on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Is closed. Now we have to reroute all that shipping traffic, all that scheduling, all the trucks, all the trains, everything has to adjust.
Oh, what a nightmare.
And that was already happening by sunrise, which is impressive.
That is obviously. Impressive, yeah.
But when there's money behind it, amazing how the gears of bureaucracy move a little faster.
Yeah, you gotta grease them skids, you know? Have you ever had to shut down anything before?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
I've shut down both major bridges.
Nice.
In my jurisdiction,
okay.
I've shut down an international airport.
No, that's cool.
Yeah. Remember Ebola?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So there was that.
Oh, okay.
Multiple lanes of freeways and such. A lot of it was, let's just shut it down until we know what's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, we're only using those two lanes? Okay, let's shut down those two lanes kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Never a, well, I'm not one of those ones that says I need two lanes as a buffer. Because now everybody's squeezing through the other side and it's a nightmare. And I got CHP or highway patrol or state police coming up to me with we got to open up these other lanes. And it's, you know, that thing from 15 years ago where state police is arresting the fire captain on the scene. You didn't use the lane, Johnny. Come on.
Yeah.
We can slow everybody down. But this could not have been an easy decision, but it was the right decision to make.
Yeah. And made with quickness, right?
Yeah.
which is good.
Yeah, and just shut it down. And especially if you're in the port, you understand that if these guys are calling in saying something's wrong. Because if that ship is not on schedule, it's going to cost them money. And that captain's probably not going to be a captain anymore.
Yeah, that'll be the other thing. The fallout of this, there'll be the interesting thing is, why did it lose power? Who, you know, mm-hmm. was somebody asleep at the wheel? You know, proverbially asleep at the wheel?
Yeah.
Somebody's heads will roll, I am sure.
Yeah, and it'll probably be the junior kid, probably the kid that pushed the button to turn left, and something went wrong. But the interesting thing about the age that we live in was very early on in this incident, before sunrise, they already had records on the ship's maintenance, times it had been sighted for different things.
Oh, wow.
Going back to, I think, 2006 or 2009.
Good Lord.
But then somebody else jumped out a couple days later with a, well, I've done the math, and the amount of miles that it's gone back and forth around the world in that time, it's amazing that something else hasn't happened. So it was kind of that it was eventually going to happen kind of deal.
Gotcha.
But the best thing to come out of this tragedy, and I'm gonna try to put a little happy face on it, a little whipped cream, if you will.
on the shit sandwich?
So I follow a lot of science nerds.
Big surprise.
Yeah, well, what?
And all of the tech bros that were coming out and saying all they had to do was full reverse and they would have been fine are talking about there's not enough power on the ship.
Yeah, if there's no power, you can't do that.
Even if there was. Just the mass of the ship and the speed they were at. I want to say they were at 8 knots. So people started doing the math on how much energy would it take to stop the ship before it hits the bridge. So they got out their pen and paper and they did the math.
Sure.
I believe my favorite one was it would take 1,000 bull elephants traveling at Mach 1.5 to stop the ship. So. And then there's all these other people coming out with actually, it would take this meteor that's going to come near the Earth to be traveling at twice the speed of light to stop. And just everybody going through all of these calculations, talking about it is an extreme amount of energy.
I get it. You couldn't stop it.
You cannot stop that ship.
So me yelling out, everybody row backwards, probably not going to work either?
Not going to work.
All right.
No, take cover, Arizona.
All right.
Not going to work.
Whatever. Oh, by the way. I don't know if he sent it just to me or to me and you. I think it was just me. I got a text from our good buddy Alex, and he said he did not have any references to pump up the volume on his 2024 bingo card. So there's
playing
two in
the
a row
wrong
for
game,
you,
son. Yeah.
I hope you have adjusted your bingo card accordingly.
Yeah. So it's an absolute tragedy, and they have been able to identify the vehicles under the water. Using the technology they have, they're going in, trying to respectfully collect the remains.
Hmm.
And as soon as they can do that, start removing that bridge and moving the ship. One of the other things I heard was people were taking the mass of the ship, the 95,000 tons, and trying to equate that into, okay, what is that? Well, it's the Statue of Liberty on its side.
Oof.
It's the biggest building in Columbus, Ohio. On its side, in the water, on the move. You can't just drop an anchor and stop it. You can't just say, oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Go back.
Sorry.
A lot of people were commenting about, well, how come the bridge collapsed so easily? Well, it's not earthquake country. Out here, everything is built to withstand a 7.0 earthquake, or at least theoretically.
Sure, but so, that I would say that the energy that the ship hit the bridge...
Mm-hmm.
It's not like an earthquake that is 4 miles offshore. It'd be like if an earthquake hit directly under the bridge.
Correct.
Like, I'm pretty
like
sure
not
the
even
bridges
a mile
out
below
here
just
would also
it.
Fall, you know?
But it also brings into relief those people out there that are, well, I saw a movie.
Oh,
I understand
God.
How this stuff works.
No, please.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then to have the scientists and the you know, the MIT grads that work at NASA saying, well, actually. So I absolutely got a kick out of that. And it was nice to be able to transfer away from the absolute chaos and destruction of the initial reports of the incident. That it's a mass casualty of the highest degree. And then they slowly backed it off to, okay, we shut down the... Okay, we'll back it up. We've got 8 people unaccounted for. We found 2. We've got 6 people unaccounted for. You watch that bridge collapse and tell me that only 6 people... died. Something went right.
Yeah, that's,
and it was that Port Authority police officer that parked his cruiser across, and that construction crew that stopped everybody and saved lives.
I saw the video, and I saw, you know, a handful of folks, you know, talking about it. In your position, you have to know way more of this crap than I do. I'm like, wow, that looks like it sucked. You're like, well, actually, here's what we got to. It's so nice to be on this side of the table, is what I'm telling
you.
So
the thing for me is, I was getting messages all night long from people sending them to me because I was at work. Like, hey, have you seen this? Yes, I have. Whoa, check this out. Yes, I've seen it.
Yeah.
I'm watching it live.
Also, I'm in San Francisco on the other side of the planet, or the country.
Yeah, I'm on the
West
Coast.
Why does that matter to me?
It's stupid early for me.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to see was there going to be a press briefing? Was there going to be a press conference? What was the information that was coming out?
Mm.
And that is something that I'm always interested in, is the initial responsible parties come out before the electeds are even dressed. Somebody's got to come out and say, here's what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
And it was 100% professional all the way.
You know what else is 100% professional?
Not this show.
Nope.
Be on the lookout. All units respond.
So in true WIE fashion, you'll remember a few shows back, we were talking about Fourth Wing.
Yeah, yeah.
And
oh,
I was reading it.
Yeah.
And you were saying it's a little saucy. And I said, absolutely not. I don't know what everybody... There's somebody out there like he hasn't got to that point. That night, I climbed into bed and I started reading the next chapter. And right away it was, oh my.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
So, yeah. enjoyable.
All right.
It fit with what was going on.
Uh-huh.
Very specific, very graphic.
Yeah. Great, looking forward to reading it.
Yeah, part of the story. But it was just, I'm laughing. The wife's like, what's so funny? I'm like, well, I don't want to tell her what I'm reading.
Yeah.
So I just told her.
Oh, no, let her read it and then enjoy your evening.
Well, the thing is I told her that, you know, I heard it got saucy and you told me it was a romantic book. And I told Jason on the show this, that, the other. She was kind of giggling. She's like, you just got to the part, didn't you? So, yeah, I got to the part. She's like, yeah, shouldn't have said anything.
That's awesome.
But no, now I'm on to Armor of Light, which is going to be really good. It's, brain fart. Pillars of the Earth.
Ken Follett.
Ken Follett's new book.
Got it.
Yeah. Really getting into that a quarter of the way through. We're back in 1790s England.
Right.
Just on the cusp of the Industrial Revolution and really enjoying it. What do you got?
Do me a favor. Make a... You smell that?
Them ribs.
Them ribs,
hell
baby.
Yeah, I smell them ribs.
So, fun story. My Traeger, we got from Costco 4 years ago, gave up the ghost. Like a fire caught somewhere in the auger and it came all the way up into the hopper.
Into the bin?
Oh, ooh. Yeah. Dude, it was billowing smoke. And I'm like, well, I'm just going to shut that, turn it off and whatever. Mm-hmm. It melted. I mean, it was bad. So the wife goes to Costco. It goes to customer service and says, hey, we bought our Traeger here a couple of years ago. Because she asked me how long ago. That's like a couple of years.
Yeah.
Turns out it was 4 years. And she's like, I wonder if we'd return it. And Lenny goes, yeah, sure. I'm like, so we put this busted ass Traeger in the back of my car in the SUV, rolled that sucker into Costco, and we got a full refund, and went from there to Lowe's because we were doing some research, and I'd already done some research online, and came across the Pit Boss 1600. Just shy of 1,600 square inches of cooking space.
So you're like overseeing bets at Blackjack and Pie Gow. Wait.
No, not that kind of pit boss.
What kind of pit boss?
Yeah. It's a pellet grill.
Barbecue pit.
Yes.
Ooh.
I got three racks of ribs right now, and I got room for probably
at least
three or four more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I came out to take a look at it, and I was like, holy cow.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of room up there.
Oh, yeah. There's two racks that are removable, so I took them off, and they're hanging on the back of the thing.
Yeah.
Been getting some cool barbecue tools, you know, trying to up my game because I love the
dad check click click.
Yep, the Instant Pot's been fantastic, but I would love to do, you know, some sides in the Instant Pot while I'm, you know, grilling up some whatever.
Absolutely. And
it's
one other piece of news to pass along.
Okay,
since last we recorded, Junior Senior got the results. From Cal Poly.
Oh, yes.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah.
Is what they said.
Yeah. Memsi lit number one. Got into a few schools, but the two she really wanted to get into said.
Yeah. So they told us out of 79,000 applications, they accepted 6,300.
Good Lord Almighty.
Yeah. So we looked at that and then we went to the fridge with all the other acceptances and she already had a favorite picked out that we like. So, Washington State, go Cougs!
All right, Cougs. That's fine. I was all set to be a Beaver, you know?
Yeah, that's still an option, just she didn't get in the engineering school. So,
all right.
You know, there's always that take a year option.
MC so, number we'll one wants her to do her GE at DVC so they can get an apartment together. That's her grand plan.
That is,
yeah.
I'll borrow a line from Ghostbusters.
Okay.
That idea is extraordinarily bad.
Well, on that note,
we'll see how that goes. Let's go check on the ribs. I got some baked beans to stir. And until next time, this is Justin, the Happy Medic, signing off from my good buddy MC from MCPD Studios. Be safe out there, guys. And
bye, y'all.
Enjoy your belly flops.
Yeah. Hope you have a good
Thank you, Alex.
Later.